I got 99 problems, and they all bitches wish I was Jigga Man. Carefree living, but I'm not Sean or Martin Louis. I'm the Cleveland nigga, rolling with the Brooklyn Lord. You know how I be when you start living large. I control my own life, Charles was never in charge. No sitcom, Petite Scott about to drop, or even explain the troubles that haunted my mom. On Christmas time, my mom Christmas grind. Got me most of what I wanted, how'd you do it, mom? Huh? She caught the toys, I would play with in my room by myself. Why he by himself? He got two older brothers, one hood, one good. Independent, no, the sister kept me flying with some good. But they all didn't see the little bit of sadness in me. Scotty, I've got some issues that nobody can see. And all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the light in you. It's only right. This is the soundtrack to my life. The soundtrack to my life. Super paranoid, like a sixth sense. Since my father died, I ain't been right since. And I tried to piece the puzzle of the universe. Split an eighth of shoes just so I could see the universe. I tried thinking about myself as a sacrifice, just to show the kids they ain't the only ones who up at night. The moon will illuminate my room, and soon I'm consumed by my doom. Once upon a time, nobody gave a fuck. It's all said and done, and my cock's been sucked. So now I'm in the cut, alcohol in the womb. My heart's an open sore that I hope heals soon. I live in the cocoon, opposite of Cancun, where it is never sunny, the dark side of the moon. So it's more than light, I try and shed some light on the man. Not many people love this planet, understand. I've got some issues that nobody can see. And all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the light in you. It's only right. This is the soundtrack to my life. The soundtrack to my life. It's close to going trying some coke. And a happy ending be sitting in my throat. Ignorance to cope, man. Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is love. And I need that shit. If I never did show, then I'd probably be a myth. If I cared about the blog, then I'd probably be a jackass. Don't give a shit when people talk about fam. Hey, shake my hand, but I keep the sanitizer on deck. Hope I really get to see 30. Wanna settle down, stop being so flirty. Most of the clean faces be the most dirty. I just need a thoroughbred cook when I'm hungry. Ass all chunky, brain is insanity. Only things that calm me down, pussy and some Cali tree. And I get broke, never truly satisfied. I am happy, that's just a saddest lie. I've got some issues that nobody can see. And all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the light for you. It's only right. This is the soundtrack to my life. The soundtrack to my life. 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 To my life.
Another edition of Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Now, before I get into this, I always have to do an over-the-top introduction when somebody show up. But I ran out of shit to say. So, Brandy, how you doing?
Hey.
And I wanted to read some before I introduce my next guest. Mainly because this letter showed up earlier this week from a listener. And they said this. The first time I listened to your show was the show ADHD. I love it how y'all jump from topic to topic and still kept me laughing. It was one of the best days I ever spent in my cubicle. When is Brandon and or Big Man ever going to get on mic?
They call him Big Man.
Well, I meet you halfway there. I got Brandon. Watch and out. Brandy.
Watch out. Look at that. B&B.
B&B. That means I ain't got to do a goddamn thing.
Watch out now. Watch out.
I gotta plug my mic. Yeah, I ain't got to do a goddamn thing. Yeah. Thank y'all for showing up.
We here.
Thanks for coming. Heard y'all was at this preacher today who had a mustache. Y'all want shine some light on that.
It wasn't a bad thing. As I personally thought, in deep in my heart, that it was nice to shave, and it lined up perfectly.
And she clearly has Steve Harvey's barber.
It's a Steve Harvey barber. She had on a brown leather snakeskin outfit. She was matching. God, I thought it looked nice. It was lined up nicely. You hardly ever see a woman with a mustache that's lined up like that.
And she topped it off with the red lipstick.
A lot of times the woman's mustache.
So she was leather. So essentially.
A lot of times a woman's mustache is all. It ain't no type of shape to it. But she obviously took her time and did it right.
So essentially she was dressed up like Eddie Murphy from Delirious.
No, man, she beat all
that goddamn leather.
Delirious.
Do that exist?
Mustache powder.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Do it. I would.
From Oats, from Hall & Oates. That's all he had.
She had some.
All I know is she was a very light-skinned woman, very elegant woman, because she had that light. You know what? She was all right. That mustache was lined up. I had never seen a woman's mustache lined up like that. Except in the movies.
When they making a joke of the shit.
Right.
Yeah, but this wasn't
That's
no movie.
What it's supposed to be. This wasn't no real movie. Life.
It
was
it kind of looked like that right there. It was cool.
Well.
It was cool.
While y'all was going through Miss Mustache,
yes.
I was having my own stuff today. I was incepted.
Co-pastor Mustache.
Y'all ever? Co-pastor Mustache.
Co-pastor. He was co-pastor.
Like, I was out buying stuff, you know, for the wife. And
beautiful, beautiful. That's good.
See, that's why I didn't buy shit. That's right there.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
What the hell?
Because I was incepted. I know, Brandon, you've been married. You rocked the rig for long enough. You haven't been incepted. What I'm talking about is accepted is, I'm glad I got a male and female here on Mike, so y'all can both describe to me why you do it, and have you ever went through it. You out, you buying stuff, you're about to go get something, and what Tasha did is not ask for something. She put the thought in my head, like the movie Inception, to get this thing, instead of asking for what she wanted. Y'all ever had that? Where it's just like, alright, hey, I'm finna go get something to eat. What you want? I'm gonna get whatever you go get. Well, I'm going to Taco Bell. No, I don't want that.
Oh, hell, I don't want that.
Well, I was in agreeance with you until you said Taco Bell, so therefore I gotta...
I'm just saying, just tell me what you want. Yeah, what you want?
I don't know. Because we don't want to be a burden. Also.
That's a goddamn lie.
That's a goddamn... It's more of a burden if you just tell me what you want.
It's more of a burden when you don't tell me what you want.
You should know.
Why should I just see this? I'm glad I got both of y'all here because I wasn't off base.
I'm gonna tell you why I think I just should. Now, listen, the truth of the matter is there are certain delicacies that I know my wife likes. My wife likes
delicacies.
Terms. She likes ramen noodles, the chicken and the beef flavor, and I know that she likes grits.
Chicken and beef.
She likes grits, sweet with sugar and the butter on them. I know that she like when I'm cooking breakfast in the morning, you know, whether I'm making myself my steak and eggs or whatever. But all I know is I don't have to ask her what she wants, but she likes the bacon and egg cheese sandwich. So I know that. But there are some times where I would prefer that, hey, how about you just, you know.
Why don't you just tell me? I don't want to wake up and play a game of Clue
tell
every
me.
Goddamn morning.
Tell me.
Why don't you tell me? You know what it turned out to be? I still don't know. Thus, lack of food.
School. But I think that's because women have a lot of variety. I know my wife knows that nine times, it depends on what restaurant we go to. My wife already knows what to order me, whether I go use the restroom or if I go anywhere over, you know, she already knows, okay, you know what, I got all this time to order my food, but I know that he's gonna want, if we go to a IHOP, she knows that I'm gonna want T-bone steak, medium rare, cheese eggs,
nah,
and stuff
but
like
here,
that.
Here go the difference. If you tell me where we going, I'm making the menu in my head. Okay, they got this, 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 and this. All right, I want this, 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 and this. There you go. Go get it.
Here's a question for you, Brad. Why? We can go to, say, a restaurant like Taco Bell or KFC or McDonald's or Burger King. Now, you and I have been living in this city for a long time. And I'm almost, and Japan, they pretty much got the similar
menu. It's the same shit.
Why
it's
then
a franchise.
Do women... When it comes to a restaurant, they know what's on the menu. You get up there. Do y'all have?
And I add. Oh, let me.
Why
add,
is that?
Let me add to that.
What? Why?
Especially a restaurant like Taco Bell, where everything you order is the same. It's just in a different shape. Everything has meat, cheese, a tortilla, and lettuce.
Why do women do
this? It's just in a different shape. Everything you order from Taco Bell looks exactly the same.
It is McDonald's, the nationwide restaurant that everybody can relate
to. Ain't changed
international restaurant that everybody can relate to.
Ain't changed the menu.
In a long time.
80 years.
And y'all get up there and y'all say, do y'all have
the newest?
Maybe we think they updated they, you know.
When has McDonald's ever updated their menu?
Sometimes they do.
Here's the only time they update. They bring the big rib back.
That's what I'm saying. Even if they update it, it ain't something that was on the menu that wasn't there before. Why? Can't y'all just, you know what? Because I know me. Before I get to the window, I already know what I want. Before I get to the checkout station, I know what.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I have been drunk and ordered shit and got what I wanted when I was sober. All right, give me a double six, extra cheese.
What do you go to Coney Island and looking for the rally burger?
No. But I also still want to see the board there too. Even if
Is it just the board?
Even if it's the same one I go to every day. It makes a difference.
The original question is, why?
All right. So let me get this straight. We agreed that they ain't changed the menu ever. And somehow in your brain, they just go, our number six is up the streets number one. Watch out, nigga. My quarter pounder is actually 2 pounds slighter than...
two pounds shy
of the shit you really want.
So be careful now. You might not be as full as you would have been last week. Watch yourself.
The McDonald's on Country will be like, they be hating on people. They only give you half pound of shit.
Our bacon is a little thicker. I always wanted that.
Man, look, it comes down to shit. I'm never going to.
Even at sit down restaurants, I already know. If I go to Red Lobster, my wife already know I want the calamari. She already know. If we go, I say IHOP, I want the steak and eggs. 9 times out of 10, that's what I want. Going out to breakfast, I'm still going with steak and eggs. It really don't matter. That's my meal.
See, my whole thing is with sit down restaurants, don't put the menu down. That's when you gotta order. That's whenever the waitress or waiter see you put the menu down, they shoot to your table, right? As soon as you put it down, know what you want. Don't do the, I hate it when they get there, can you give me 2 more minutes? Cause you never gonna see that motherfucker again. can you give me 2 more minutes? Mean they on break.
I don't tip nobody at all, so it really don't matter to me. You can come back if you want to. Take as long as you want. That's just more reason why I'm not going to tip you.
I already
wasn't going to tip you in the beginning. Now I have even more reason why I'm not going
to
do it.
You know what? After hanging out with your ass at fucking Hooters, I have to over-tip motherfuckers to compensate for your ass.
You ain't have to do shit.
I feel as though.
You ain't have to tip them.
I wasn't
leaving no tip.
I know we jumped into this ADD territory, but shit, the day we went to Hooters.
I remember. We went to Hooters.
And you told the woman straight up, in mid-order.
Oh, I'm not going
to. This shit comes up to $26.85. You are getting $26.85.
I had a nickel.
And this woman, and I know that like look she was giving us, like, damn it, I'm working on tips. This is all I got. She had, there's something cracky that happened in her past. Somebody was on crack. She may be on crack. There's a cracky backstory to this bitch.
Cracking.
There's a cracking backstory. It's somebody's on some shit. And she just, and Brandon did not move from the $26.85. I'm looking at her like,
when he said it, she should have knew he was.
My wife will tell you, I've told waitresses in front.
After the order. He did the math of tax versus whatever he ordered. And it came up to about $26.85.
I'll go in the beginning. I'm not going to do it.
And then he just looked at her. So
if my wife don't have change in her purse, I'm not going to do it.
I have never been guilty in a tip until hanging with this motherfucker. Because she kept all her attention.
I guess it would have been better if he would have just not left a tip and just left and just instead of announcing it.
Now see, I think that is kind of dishonest.
I had to, that's bullshit.
I understand what you're
I think that's dishonest. Too. I want you, listen, cause like, you can say.
Now I got this behind the music backstory, bitch. But just talking to me.
Cause I believe, I thought I was gonna get a tip. I don't want you walking up to me with dreams and hopes. I'm gonna tell you right, I'm not gonna do it. Like, I was at the mall the other day with my wife, my sister-in-law, my niece, and my mother-in-law. And outside, the mall, there was, you know, the little people ringing the bell
that's a scam.
When I say I don't tip, that don't go for restaurants. I don't give nobody nothing.
No, here's
my wife told me, I pay myself to the Lord. Now, you about to say, what about the Lord?
Exactly. Let's kill
that right
now. Now, see,
the thing is, my wife say that they was giving money to the homeless. You right. Because want to know why? I'm going to say something. I've personally never seen a homeless person. So I'm under the idea that they probably don't even exist. I've never seen them. I'm 27 years old. I've never seen a homeless person.
Hey, you know what? I'm with them.
Oh my.
Have you ever seen a homeless person? Have you literally ever seen somebody without a home?
Yes.
How do we know that they don't have a home?
Hold on. The way I put it like this.
Is there any proof that they don't have a home to go to? Because you know what? You go to the same freeway the next day, they ain't there. Now, they could be at another freeway, but chances are... So they do have a home.
Y'all are overthinking.
Home
shit.
Is where the heart is. Home is where the heart. I'm only at our house for a few hours before what? I gotta go to work.
Again, you have to be in at a certain time, don't you?
Y'all overthinking this. Let me tell you something about the homeless.
I personally never seen a homeless person.
That's when they.
Hold on.
But do you any of y'all know anybody like that?
Yeah.
You know a homeless person.
No, let me tell you how.
Right. I don't know the homeless people.
No, I don't know.
I don't know them. I don't hang out with them.
Therefore,
shit.
They don't exist.
No, my whole point is,
Brandon,
y'all overthinking this shit. Here's how I put it. Every homeless person, and I say that with air quotes, every time I'm at pumping gas or whatever, like, hey, can you give me X amount of money so I can go here? If you're homeless, you're already here. Fuck you going.
How low are you gonna get?
You already here.
You already here.
Giving homeless people money is when they rude. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's another topic. How you gonna be rude and homeless?
9 out of 10, if I see you standing here at the gas station,
no, that's true. That's true. I didn't experience that. Yeah. I remember the old school homeless that used to dance and have some type of trick and like,
they didn't do shit.
The homeless people used to do magic.
$20.
Yes!
That's how they
eat. Yes! Look. Old school homeless. That's the only person I give my money to. So you better come with a skill. They used to come up like, hey, I can do this for you. Sorry, man, I don't need it today. I'll get you tomorrow. You know, they come up with something.
First of all, where did they get the Windex at between the windows?
Exactly.
And Windex ain't never been cheap.
It still ain't.
They stole it. They stole it.
No, they ain't stealing. You want to know where they got that wood? They got that wood. They went in their bathroom at their house and took the Windex from the cabinet under the sink and came out there scamming y'all. See, this is why I don't give money to nobody.
Well, it take money to make money, goddamn.
You know, I ain't gonna be homeless. Come to Tuesday the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, you and I get in our car and we're going back to where? Our home.
Well, let me tell you something like this. If I was homeless, I'd be the smartest homeless person ever. I'd just start walking south where it's hot.
That's it. Look at that.
I would just keep walking south. I'm walking my ass to California.
I personally
whatever adventure happened on the time for me leaving wherever I'm at.
Listen here. Me and my wife one time we was doing something. I think I was taking one of my uniforms to the cleaners or something like that. But we had stopped at a 7-Eleven to get something, and this woman was sitting out there with her children, and she said, you know, I looked out something in my heart told me don't park here. But I did it. Okay. I was hard headed. Parked there. Woman asked my wife, "Can she have a rat? Such and such." Okay, I don't do that either. You can't trust folks. You might, you know,
not
catch
that.
The pills. Now see that. But I thought.
That, I need your rats. I didn't think
that was a big idea, a big deal. It was daylight. People was out. Okay, well, nothing gonna happen. Okay,
she had
children. So when she gets in the car, and then asked my wife, "Do we give to the what? What she say to give us to who?"
She said to y'all,
Now I'm thinking to myself, I'm the needy. Do we give donations to the needy? I'm the needy.
Serious?
I'm needy.
I'd have had to pour over. Lady, get the hell out
and
of
that,
here.
And that, reason alone is, it escalated my feelings about not giving to anybody.
Hell, in a few minutes, I'll need another beer.
Look at that.
Are you serious?
But where can you go to get it? In your house, in your kitchen, in your refrigerator, and get yourself your beer.
And if I didn't, I'm walking to California.
I'll give you the
toast on that, but when that lady said that, that really hurt my feelings. Like, is she serious?
Do we give to the needy? We just gave you a ride. And not to mention, it was a decent day that day. She could have walked. It was sun, it wasn't raining. Sun was shining in Virginia.
I would tell that lady, you know what? I'm going to stop giving
y'all
today.
Had some donations from some damn where. Yeah.
Do we give to the needy? I'm the needy.
Yeah. Do I give to the needy? I just gave a fuck about your ass. I would shut up. I would shut up.
Did you hear what Sam just said? Sam said it good. Sam, please.
Do you give to the needy? I just gave a fuck about your ass. I would shut up.
Now y'all go out there, if y'all listening to me, y'all go out there and keep giving to these homeless folk y'all want. But I'm gonna tell you something right now, they scamming you.
You know
if you listen to me, let me listen to me. Folk that don't go to church, what that? They really don't get a church. Uh-huh, unless they go to the church. They ain't just y'all giving money.
So I don't get sued.
Church is there, so they go.
Here's my thing to all the iTunes.
Now, let me say this. If you homeless, I give you some money. But you gotta prove to me that you homeless.
I wouldn't even go that far. Fuck that. Get one homeless. That is your homeless man. Just one. One homeless guy. Like Bernard from Sunoco is my homeless guy.
Mm-mm. Your designated one?
Yep, I'm picking him.
I don't know no homeless people.
So if Bernie, if quote unquote homeless.
No donations.
I'm not giving it to him every day. Mm-hmm. Because Bernie was the last, Bernard, I call him by his government, Bernard was the last old school homeless. He meets my criteria. He's old school homeless, and he helped my daddy roof a house. So, he wanted that goddamn change.
Which proves then a little bit that even homeless people can get a job.
He wanted that change.
Which means, if they got a job.
You ain't ever heard, no,
they gotta have a skill.
He was roofing. Oh, crackhead is a different subject. Crackhead. Now, we're over a can of worms.
But then you have the functional crackhead that hold down everyday life.
Right.
Oh,
no. They well, still, let me tell you about crackheads.
Free bases.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I don't get money crackheads.
Where he working now?
I can't get money crackheads.
So we have a crackhead, a retiree from Daimler Chrysler. Yeah. Which leads me to believe that all... if you a homeless crackhead, you do got a retirement check coming in once a month.
He ain't homeless. He just don't crack.
Well, if you a retired crackhead, already living the dream.
Not a retired crackhead, but a crackhead who's retired from some organization. Like Chrysler, Ford, General Motors, you know, Walmart, whatever you want to do. So you retired. You just a crackhead.
You
got a
retire. Look, I put it like this. When I'm 70, I take whatever fucking drug y'all give me. So, if you a retiree, you already living the dream. I can't wait.
A homeless, but I'm talking about the people. You don't know what, like they say in church, you don't know somebody else's story.
I don't know their story. That's right. I'm not trying to find out.
They always have summer and winter clothes. That is a problem for me.
You took the...
Oh my God.
How in the world can you be homeless? Now just this past summer, that same homeless dude was in some old Jordans and some red shorts. Some red Dickie shorts.
Old
Jordans. The Salvation Army is not cheap and they do charge.
They sure do.
Now how are you homeless and you got funds to buy new clothes for the seasons?
First of all,
why don't they just sell the clothes?
I know where to turn your clothes at. They at their house in their closet. Or they might be in the cleaners. Or in the washing machine. That's what other clothes at.
Salvation Army got a trade in policy.
I don't
know.
No. See, those
do y'all know anybody like that? Do y'all know?
Yes, I do. They call
Wait a second. Now the person said, I feel sorry for the homeless whose house got caught on fire. That's different. Do y'all know anybody homeless whose house caught on fire?
Yes.
Yep.
You right. I don't know. Therefore.
Right. Here's, hold on.
The ones that got winter
So that's what I'm talking about. Now, how the hell you get some Timberlands?
Hold on, wait. I can answer that.
One with some clean
Timberlands. All right. Ain't nobody donate no clean Timberlands. The shoes I gave CJ, I had wore months in advance. I ain't never gave my brother nothing new.
If you want to contribute to this hopeless conversation, you can always hit us up at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com.
And if you homeless and you listen to me, call in.
I would love to get a homeless person on
Jesus
the phone right now.
Even Jesus in the Bible was introduced into poverty. Jesus himself is introduced into poverty. He was born in poverty. And we can also then suggest, because after the first couple chapters in the book of Matthew, we never hear about Joseph again. So Jesus is also...
Really?
It is possible that Jesus, what the Bible illustrates, is that Jesus was born into poverty and he was born in a single parent home. And also, Mary, we never hear in the Bible, well, she had a job. But Jesus was a carpenter. That might have been Joseph. Where? In his house.
We go. And that's right. Jesus had a job. He bought poor. He had a job.
No.
That's good. That's good. No, you don't.
Am I lying? After the
you
first,
are not lying.
After the second chapter of Matthew, do we ever hear about, no, after the first chapter of Matthew, do we ever hear Joseph?
Nah, he done.
We hear about the trip between him and Mary going to Bethlehem. After Jesus is born, when is the next time you hear about Joseph?
That's about it.
He left with some other woman that's in Bethlehem.
He done.
Jesus was born in poverty and a single parent home.
And he got a job, because if this whole son of Christ thing didn't work out, he could still pay some bills.
So let me bring you to my point. Let me bring you to my point. This is why I don't have sympathy for homeless people. Now Jesus, we granted he was God, but he was all man. If he wasn't all man, he would never been able to bleed or feel or eat or anything like that. Because if you're God, you don't need to eat. You're God. So he was yet all man at the same time. The point I'm making is, if Jesus, born into a poverty stricken home, then his daddy, Joseph rather,
and he's closer,
leaves. What? Yes, I am. Leaves the home. Jesus, so the Bible doesn't say, but we never hear about Joseph again. But Jesus, we can come to the conclusion that he was born in a single parent home. Jesus also had brothers and sisters. So we got Mary, the mother of Jesus, raising the kids. Jesus himself in a single parent home in poverty. Now, him living the way he did ain't got nothing to do with him being the son of God and having power. Ain't got nothing to do with that. He had it, but he never really used it on himself, except when he rose from the dead. The point I'm making is, if Jesus can come through all of that, and as a carpenter still sustain himself, and we are in the bloodline of Christ, how then are you homeless, unless it's by your own will? You choose to be this way.
Amen. Amen.
No, I'm right. Let me break it down. Let me say this, because poverty is the same thing to me, y'all would agree, I believe. Poverty is the same thing.
He's still close.
Not poverty, but being homeless in many cases is the same thing as alcoholism, homosexuality, and lesbianism. People are not born homosexuals, alcoholics, and homosexuals.
Yeah, it takes work to be an alcoholic.
This is an ideology and a lifestyle that you choose to do. There are plenty. Look at Barack Obama. Barack Obama was poor. He was poor. He didn't have nothing in the beginning. But this nigga is the president. The lifestyle, the life that you live now, ain't got nothing to do with your background, ain't got nothing to do with where you were brought up, and ain't got nothing to do with your surroundings, actually. Because we know many people have come from backgrounds of rape, molestation, alcohol, drugs, grow up and start to become very, very, very prosperous people. Very, very, very intellectual people, significant people. If you choose to be homeless, Brent, that's your own fault. What, nigga?
And a selection from our choir.
Oh.
Ooh wee. What up with that? What up with that?
That's all I got to say. That's why I don't get to the homeless. This is the way you choose to live.
What up with that?
This is why I don't have no sympathy for that.
I said, what's up? Ladies and gentlemen, what is up?
I don't know, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm never going to get that way.
What's down? What's across the street?
I'm not as rich and how glad What is
now the choir can sing. If my father owns the cattle, let me tell you something. Excuse me, wait a second. If my father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, it should not be a problem for me to have a steak every now and then.
If I have an inheritance laid up for me,
why would I be homeless?
That's so good it should have been by.
That's so good it should have been by. I want a steak.
That's the word.
Baby, make me a steak.
If my father owns a cattle on 1,000 hills, that's like Sam, you have a kid.
Yeah.
Right? Your kid goes out trying to do his thing, and he go out there, and you rich, why would your kid not benefit off that? Since you're talking about the Bible says in the 23rd Psalm that my cup runneth over. See that? You notice when you got a cup of tea or whatever, you put the saucer under there. Sometime whatever in that cup is spilled over to the saucer. Now the saucer ain't got nothing to do with what's in the cup, but because of what's in the cup. And what the cup is sitting on, the saucer will benefit from what's coming off of it. Because every now and again, you might fill it up and then it fall over.
Are you done?
I'm taking up a second offering.
Y'all understand my point?
And if you feel like giving an offering.
So if my son needs something, and I'm rich, I'm rich, and me and my wife and our homes, we sustain. Well, then would my son not feel ashamed or not have what I have or even better? I'm telling you right now, soon my son's first car gonna be a Cadillac. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right. I hear you. And if you feel like giving an offering to Brandon,
come on with it.
Make all checks out to Samuel McClain and just talk with Sam.
I'm just making a point.
If you homeless, Samuel McClain.
If you homeless, that's a lifestyle you choose to lose, to choose to live. Now how you got there may have been of any type of circumstances, but you stay in there, that's the lifestyle you choose to live. People like to live in pity. People like to live in pity. People like, see, the thing is, people get so used to people, some folks just like people feeling sorry for them. Then it makes them significant in society. Excuse me. Some folk just like to feel pitiful. They like to be pitied all the time because then it brings them attention.
You
it shows
souls.
Them, woe is me all the time.
So we hitting a religious market.
All the time. All the time. Feel like they were pitied. But I'll... Right. Right. Well, you know my...
Podcast.
You know my rheumatoid kicking in. I'm trying to talk to you. I'm trying to say it.
I'm with him. If he save a soul,
I'm just saying. Save a show on the Sam McClain show.
That's right.
Ban Sam from that too. If you ban me, that means you don't like the truth. And if you ban me, you might have been homeless. And if you're homeless, that's your fault.
And you better not be listening to my
That's another
thing. How you listening to iTunes if you homeless? Please call in if you homeless. Please. How you call in if you homeless? Please call. Call. Ooh, I wish I knew my cell number. I would give you my cell number and have you call me. Call me on my cellular phone. I want my trash can in the back. Upright. With the lens on.
Or you can hit us up at SamShow11 on Twitter.
Now, I'm just making a point.
I feel good. Yes,
come on.
I will answer every last one of them.
Sam, you know my email. Send it to me. I'll give you my chips email if I wouldn't go to prison.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, I don't know how to follow that.
But y'all agree with me though.
I agree with you.
You see,
I agree. Now,
how you got
First of
homeless?
All, if you're homeless, how the hell are you listening to me?
Please call.
I'm pretty sure.
Please call in.
Every last one of my listeners aren't homeless. They may have gotten homeless and gotten back, and you know, listen.
And
I think this is offensive at all.
I find it offensive that you homeless and we want to stay like that.
It's been
right.
This is motivation.
Anybody can get a job. You can get a job. You can get a job. Don't mean you got to be there.
Don't mean you got to stay there.
Don't dictate my present circumstance by my provident future.
Yep.
I should have wrote that down.
That's a good idea.
I got to write that down.
That's so good it should have been by.
No, I'm writing back in my mind.
Shit, you want the mic? I can take the week off. Shit.
Am I right though? If people was to judge you by by where you are right now, you would never get no respect from nobody.
Got it.
If where you are right now would dictate where you going and somebody's life, you ain't gonna never be nothing. That's why they say don't judge a book by its cover, because you never know what type of bag somebody will come out of on you.
Alright. You know what?
Watch out now.
Lord.
You know what I just thought of?
On the fourth Sunday of this month, by the way, can I put this out there?
I don't
come
know.
To 8806 McAvenue and bring $5. I ain't going to hell for that.
And yeah.
You know what?
Yep. I didn't say that. But I'm telling the truth, man. I'm not telling the truth.
Tell the truth.
Homeless, please. I couldn't get the words out quickly.
Well, I give you a couple minutes. And if you are homeless, this is a good time to talk about our new sponsor. IBI Sense. Huh? IBI Sense. When the last time, you know, homeless people, they ain't got no home, allegedly, and they stank it. I would imagine. You can't wash up. This is a good place where you can buy some,
And I ain't never seen a homeless person that I've seen and walked up to them and they stank.
That stank. Now that I can agree
now,
with.
How do you afford Irish Spring?
Okay, now y'all fucking with me. Alright, fuck
exactly.
Irish Spring.
That's what I
tell
more.
God damn it, we just got this an hour ago! Stop it! IBI Sense. Now, if you like butter,
oh, yeah, I forgot
you that. Like shea butter, fucking with my buddy, I'll be homeless fucking with y'all. IBI Sense.
And I won't know your ass. And I've been knowing you for 19 years.
Goddamn. I'm trying to say this, you're serious.
Okay, here we go.
If you like bath soaps and shea butter, God damn it. Yes, please do it. This shit from IBI Sense. Baby, you like shea butter and
like
bath soaps.
Smell good. Yes, I do.
And well, you can smell good. And if you're homeless, you don't want to eat homeless and funky.
Well,
so
it has vegan soaps. Vegan soaps, bath bombs.
Nobody can hear you.
They have vegan soaps, bath bombs, shea body butters. If you like to smell good, hit up IBISense.com. Again, that's IBISense.com.
I got a question. I got a question. Put it back on there. Yes. Now, instead of a homeless person wanted to get some of that, how much would that cost?
Roughly $5 a bar.
Oh, so if you're homeless and you got $5, go ahead and knock it down. Any homeless person out there?
Listen,
any homeless person out there with a spare $5? If you're homeless and you got $5 to spare, go ahead and get yourself some. Now, how the hell you got $5 to spare? I don't know. But go ahead on with your bad self.
And if you are homeless somewhere around the Los Angeles, LA, California, or you just got internet access.
I know you got more than $5 living in LA, so the cost of living is high as hell.
Yes,
so.
It is. Pick yourself up some shea butter from IBI Sense. Tell him,
no
Sam, from just talking with Sam, sit you, because you're funky.
Now, let me say this. We're not making fun of homeless people.
I just don't want my homeless people to stink.
I just don't believe that homeless folk exist. Now, folk might get mad and send you emails about, y'all should talk about that. My house got burnt down. My mom's house got burnt down.
That's different.
The next, if you get an email like that, ask them this question. Where you live now? Oh, we live right, so then what's the problem? What's the beef?
I'm on my brother's couch.
You're not homeless. You can live with somebody else and not be homeless. You're not homeless. Now, you may not want to live there, but you ain't homeless neither.
But you can stank. And that's why we talking about IBI Sense.
You got folk who ain't homeless that stank. Yeah.
That's what I said. I smell more funky niggas that got a house than more than the ones that's on the street.
And you know what's good?
Smell like straight up button balls.
I would like to know that as high
if you smell like button balls, please follow IBI Sense on Twitter for free. God damn it.
I want to know as
y'all high. Y'all hurt my ass.
I want to know as high as cigarettes is, how come all homeless people got a square?
All the time.
Cigarettes. I have to take out a small home loan.
Got lattes and shit.
Please shut up.
I seen a homeless person the other day with a Tim Hortons cup.
And if you smell like Tim
now,
Hortons.
Now, who in the hell is coming cigarette. Is coming off the freeway giving out... If I see you give anybody...
No, fuck it this week. I've got since follow up on Twitter.
Let me say this here. Let me say this here.
Goddamn
if I see you
car.
Give anybody a Tim Hortons cup, I'm going to punch you in the face. Tim Hortons is high. You better give it to me. You better
drink it. Need a saw.
And go watch
or you better freeze it. Or you better freeze it and wait till you feel like
drinking. Hey, why y'all bullshit? All right, IBI Sense, get them. Follow them on Twitter. You get the free $5 gift card. Shit, I tried. Oh, but anyway.
Wish I would give away some Tim Hortons coffee as good as that is.
Hey, why you bullshit?
To the homeless.
I had some Timbits today.
Some Timbits.
Oh, shit. Apple fritter. You ever had that apple fritter Timbits?
No, man. I don't
Boy. Like Tasha was in her, like, Caramel. Not telling me what the fuck she want. Face and I just gave up and went to Tim Hortons. She don't know this until like right now. It was like crack.
Why are you talking?
Right. You don't know this until like right now.
I understand what crack is about because, like, I bit into that Timbit and just the juice and it was warm and, like, three of my favorite songs came on the radio. I don't know what the fuck it is about Timbits. And they only cost $1.79. I'm ready to go right now, goddammit. Why are you bullshitting?
The other day,
Woo!
The other day for lunch, I had catfish and cheese grits.
It wasn't no Timbits.
What?
That was, man, you was a good
eating. Well, it's close, man.
Catfish and cheese. Fried catfish and cheese grits. You know what? It's obvious. If y'all just listen, we never write this out.
I'm sorry. Look, my man said it earlier. He said he wanted. He said he wanted Brandon for the ADD podcast, and this is what you getting.
Big Man.
We ain't get Big Man. He going to be more than likely next week.
Am I going to be for Big Man the next time we do this?
I will make sure that your ass is here. This is ADD podcast. Anytime your ass here, nobody stays on topic. We sure
this. Homeless. Man. And catfish and cheese grits.
To Timbits and and with the magic of the pause button, we are back.
Watch out, guys.
We took a short break, refilled some liquor, and now we are back. And I was, you know, usually during the break, I was talking to Brandon, and I was telling him how much of a respect I have for Crown Royal.
Yeah.
Nothing against, you know, see, I'm a Cap Morgan drinker. Is that great? But anyway, I'm a Cap Morgan drinker.
That is great.
And I like my Jack Daniels. Anybody who knows me knows that. Baby, don't I like my Jack Daniels? But anyway. The only beef I got with Jack Daniels and everything else and Crown Royal didn't do, they didn't make other fucking flavors of Crown Royal. And I can only imagine that meeting was like, hey, you know, Jack Daniels got this new honey shit and, you know, Captain Morgan got like white shit and lime and you know, Southern Comfort, they came out with this new shit with Tabasco sauce. And what do you think about Crown Royal?
I wouldn't drink that shit.
Me either.
And then, no, but that's what happened. Now, I believe in that meeting, the people at Crown Royal was like, all right, fuck it. We can make it stronger. We'll make it Crown Royal Black. And then they were like, that's not good enough.
Right.
And Crown Royal just looked at the, fuck y'all. Don't drink it.
Let me tell you something.
Don't drink it. Fuck y'all.
Let me tell you something about Crown Royal Black. Last time I drank the Crown Royal Black, I was directing traffic in Hong Kong.
That let me tell you something about Crown Royal Black. Crown Royal Black. If I had one more glass, last time we drunk it, if I had one more glass of Crown Royal Black, I would have did something so reprehensible, so despicable, it hurts me to even think about it. You know what I would have done?
What'd you do?
I would have let my wife drive my car.
Oh, shit.
Tasha ain't never going to drive my car. Wonder why? Because I like my shit the way it is. You ain't gotta sit down and play with my exhibit radio. I got too many gadgets for you to like my car. I want you to hate it.
Well, I guess so.
I love you. I just don't love you driving my car unless I'm medically not able to drive this old bitch. If something bad happened to me, God forbid something happened to me where I have no arms and no legs, I would sell the car. That was us.
Well, you don't want his wife to drive the car so bad.
One leg, you would still wouldn't let her drive it. If you still had one arm and one leg.
Oh, if I got one arm, one leg, I drive with one hand anyway, so fuck it. I would drive.
Who uses 2 feet to drive?
I would roll with that shit.
No stick shift.
Shit. I stay in a metropolitan city. I don't need a fucking stick. Because somebody else would get the joy of driving my car. Do you know what it is to drive my car? You ain't never drove my car. There's a lot of stuff. You press buttons. What if you pressed a button in your car and your favorite song come on? I do that every time I put the key in the ignition. I guarantee goddamn tea, there's a Prince song waiting on me the second I put the key in the ignition.
It's like driving a Batmobile.
It is good. I'm just saying, look, I'm not a bad person.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not a bad person. Horrible. You can't judge me. You can't touch when it comes down to it, I am not a bad person. I just don't need you driving my shit liking it. Yeah, I would like, you can drive it. I want that to be the most hellacious experience you ever have in your life.
I will tell you what we're talking about outside. I let all y'all know.
Yeah.
Actually, we weren't talking about nothing like
derogatory.
That y'all couldn't know about. Not really. But what we was talking, I can almost get what I was talking about. Something nasty.
Well, I got roughly 20 minutes here, so no. Fuck it.
Yeah, y'all hold on to that. Don't hold on to that. Right. But what I was...
Dominique has trouble with herself.
See, we don't need to know that shit. We really don't need to know.
Do you like shaved vaginas?
You know what? Fuck it! Fuck it! Fuck it! I see now. Do I like shaved vaginas?
Do you, Sam? That go for you too.
No, he does not like...
You know what? You know what? Fuck it! If I'm here... If I'm here, you know what? Cut your shit. That's all I'm saying. I don't know how we got here. Is this an ADD podcast? This is where we going. You know what? Cut your shit. Yep. Cut it.
What about you, man?
Cut it.
Well, I do like a shit. I need to know what's going on down there.
Yep.
No, that's right. You need to like the Landis shit.
Okay. Hey, that's...
When I was 9, it was no longer barred.
Right.
I don't want to feel like I'm 7.
All right. You don't want to feel like you're 7. We all heard you. I don't know.
Watch yourself, boy. Watch yourself, boy.
I thought I was a woman.
Hold on. Huh, I got you.
Watch yourself, man.
Nah, you don't want to feel like that. But let me tell you something. Nah, if you...
Watch yourself, sir.
You line up your shit, Sam.
Watch yourself, sir.
Nah. Nah. I don't know how the fuck I got here.
It's out of whack. It's all over the place. Looking like...
Let me explain something.
Let me explain. No, I wish you would and give me some direction.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If you're going to make this a whole bedroom thing...
Sam, I'm
trying to bring it back.
I am so glad the wife don't have a mic. And I hope they hear what you just said. Because we don't want too much. We don't want too much of your behind the curtain business over the air.
I put like this. But if it's happening, I put it in.
What's up, Sam? Watch yourself, boy. One more time.
If it's happening. Oh, I'm just saying.
I don't dance, you can do it. You can dance.
If you want me to leave my park, I will.
Oh my goodness.
Tasha said, I need to know where I'm going. Lining up arrows down there. Like arrows that give me the GPS, turn a slight right.
Oh my god.
Rerouting.
I'm just saying. Hey, if you...
Look.
I have nappy hair in my head.
Actually, the hair
is not as bad. Hey, it is what it is. I'm natural.
Coarse ass. Need to relax.
Lord.
So
now we're talking about, is it right or wrong?
It ain't wrong.
Okay, Brandon, what you got on that?
What?
Do you prefer shaved?
I mean, I don't mind it being hairy because, you know, I know guys not into it like women are. But when it's out of control, like wildlife or, you know, like you know what I'm saying? When it's starting to peas up, you know you need to do something about that shit. Like, for real.
I've never heard of that.
I'm pretty sure it's catching on some strings off your drawers and snag or whatever. Yeah, and that you might be just scratching. Cause
all right, first of all, as a man, look, I wake up.
All around the sides of his leg.
All I'm saying is this.
Lord have mercy.
Alright, look.
Catching the hell out of you.
You know what you need?
I should put a boom mic.
You need a mic.
I need a boom mic.
On the ass crack? Sam, do you have ass hair too?
Huh? Oh, I'm a hairy dude. I'll be the first to say this. It is. Look, all I'm saying.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Tasha. Because I wanted to say it, but I don't want to tell no other man's wife what to do. But you read my mind. All right.
Look. No, all I'm saying, because here's
the thing. I don't want
then, what do you want, Tasha? I just want him to take care of the ball.
That goes to what we were saying in the beginning. No female knows what the hell they want.
Do you want hell the balls or not?
It's my bill.
All I'm saying is, here's what I asked her. So, oh no, you wanna go there?
Out the periphery, I saw that shit. I
see. Look, I'm sorry, I'm a hairy person.
Off, which I know is throwing you off, so why don't you just take care of that before
I'm sorry, I'm a hairy person, but I don't throw it like this. And I'm going for most men who's listening to this podcast right now. That is correct. Why? Because I only got one rule when I'm in there. Knock it out.
Get it, Sal.
Do it out.
One rule.
Do it. Knock it out. You won't. Trims and shit. I play with you won't like little cuts and shit like that. I got one rule. I wish I could have the audacity to ask for extra trimmage around there. Me personally, I would like an arrow saying right here. Wanna know why? Cause I'm supposed to knock it out.
How you do it?
I'm fat. Knock it out.
See, I would like an arrow, a racing stripe, a lightning bolt.
I'm trying to tell you.
I would like that.
Maybe if I didn't have to lift to draw an arrow.
Yeah, I would like that. If you
right.
No, see. All right. Here's why.
You have to go get it.
If you
want to put my damn glass down, then I'll get it.
These motherfuckers argue about drinks and shit. You better be a...
Right.
These motherfuckers argue about drinks and shit. But when it comes down to that area, I need it to be as smooth as possible. Now, for me personally...
So hand down.
Now, me personally, I can be rough. Because what you going to get is rough. Cause I only got one rule. Knock it out.
What you got?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, with your ball hair getting stuck in her throat, but you can't get her coochie hair stuck in your throat.
That is, wonder why? It's a reason for that. Because I got shit to do tomorrow.
You don't think she wanna wake up?
It's a double standard for a reason.
That's why I didn't say that. Because
it's a double.
Exactly. And then Sam just gonna say it like it ain't shit.
It's a double standard for a reason. If I get, you know, some stuff in my mouth, people looking at me weird. Do you understand? You won't understand what it is to be a man. Do you know I can't order bananas? I cannot eat a banana in public. Because if I eat a banana in public, I'm
you
automatically
gas. Eat it sideways.
You know what? I split it in half. You know what? IHOP has banana pancakes, I can't order it because I know as a man there's some dude out there he like those bananas because he likes sucking dick.
You gonna learn today.
But see, I have to order that shit to go and eat it the next day in my own house. But as a
whole ass pancakes from the next day.
Me! Cause I wrote it
through one subject!
Answer the question!
But as a woman, and when y'all cut y'all stuff, I don't feel threatened. Cause y'all got a lot of shit going on down there. Y'all got laps and labias and flabias and I gotta pull shit back. I only got one rule! Knock it out!
They are scientific.
Y'all!
Yeah, he was
and the reason!
Yeah, but the other shit.
Oh, you need to pay attention.
And all y'all, look, y'all got a lot of shit going on. It looked like a metropolitan city just burned to the ground down there. And it's just a lot of.
It's somebody like a hat.
Like,
right.
Like a hat over the clip.
And the reason why I don't like hair is because that's just another obstacle I gotta go against when I'm going for some.
Yeah,
and I'm going for
say it like that.
That's the only reason why we don't like hair.
You know what? You know, see, the thing is, now, I agree.
When the last time you seen dolphin with hair?
I didn't see the dolphin with hair. Now I'm saying. Now the thing is, right? Truth of the matter is, now I think all guys like a woman shaved down there. The part I think guys don't like is the stubble.
When it starts to grow.
Right, because then it feels like I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Look, it's not my fault. You have a 5 o'clock shadow.
Sorry. Lord have mercy. Oh my God. Oh my God. Can we go to commercial?
I think that's the
only problem I got, right? Is like I do appreciate a woman that shaves. I do. I like it. Beautifully, very much. What I don't like though is when the hair starts to grow back, because then I feel like a whole bunch of people are stabbing you in the lip.
Yes. Yes. Look,
then I got holes in your lip.
Is you licking where the hair is?
All I'm saying, no.
Can I ask you a question? Have you ever licked the clitoris?
No.
Then you would not understand what I'm talking about. I don't care what you do. If you know what you're doing, this would be a different subject for Sam.
I would be pissed that I didn't see this shit because I'm.
This whole region right there is all
Sam
up in there.
Talking about, oh yeah.
And so,
because I love.
That third or fourth day, you know, they start to grow back, and then they be stabbing you all in your jaw.
You don't need to.
Secondly,
in your jaw.
And your jaw.
And your jaw.
So that's what it is. If you ain't never ate it before, you don't even know what I'm talking about. But for all the guys out there, or maybe some girls that's listening has done it, you know what I'm talking about. It ain't about just moving your tongue. You get down there with your whole mouth. Now, eating it ain't, I remember when I was younger, I used to think literally, when you eat it, I thought that was kind of a cannibalism.
No.
What the fuck was they teaching you?
No, I remember a true story. When I was in some grade, this girl asked me, do I eat out? I said, sometimes on Sunday. I said sometimes on Sundays when my daddy take me. I thought she was talking about Ponderosa. Or whatever.
Sometimes
the truth of the matter is, no guy like them things stabbing back in your jaw, your lip, and your nose. But, you know, it's what you got to go to. And the truth of the matter is, guys don't really get no pleasure. And I'm sure females feel the same. Guys don't really get no pleasure out of eating a girl out. Is that if they do it good enough and they do it right, they know what they're going to get in return. So you do it 100% every single time you get down there.
To all my non-scientific people.
I said, maybe. I said, guys, are you a man? You bet, Sam? I said, guys. No, wait. I'm talking about sexual, physical pleasure.
Because
any guy will get pleasure out of making a female come. That don't matter. It's hard to make females come. You know, it is.
Oh, you're talking about the sensation?
The sensation.
Okay.
Guys
will get pleasure out of saying, okay, I made her bust. All guys feel a little bit big about that.
Yeah,
I don't care if this is the girl, this is the only girl you've been having sex with.
Because there's a lot of fucking
time.
Hurdles
because,
to go to.
Yeah, because for one, you've been out there for a long time, your jaw hurt, your lips got tired, your tongue getting good tired. So, you made it come? Good. You didn't jump the hurdle. I'm talking about like, ego pleasure.
It's an ego pleasure.
Now you get that, but
you feel like a stallion.
Pleasure, yeah.
You feel like you did something. You feel like a workhorse.
You kind of want an Oscar. How many of these do you get?
8,000.
Look, cuz, I'm a goddamn horse. But it comes down to it.
Watch out.
I take some. Look.
Hold on a second. Push pause. Okay, because push play there.
We back. Not that we left. Anyway, all it is.
Cause you can't have you talking.
Cause if you want, It's simple. If you want us to go swimming in the ocean, clean it.
No, 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 no.
Hell, talking about salted pussy.
All I'm saying is, look. I don't, look, if I feel like being Jacques Cousteau that day, I don't feel like being stabbed.
I don't feel like getting a hairball like I'm a cat.
That just shows the dedication that you have.
That shows that you are a good wife.
How far you very, are willing to go to make wife. Sure shit.
Sam giving orders. Sam would say that.
Yes, I would. Here's why. Sometimes you have to lead them in the way they should be going.
What the hell?
What did he say?
Sam said, Sam said, sometimes you have to lead them in the way they should go.
And all I'm saying is, you have raw talent. And I love you.
What the
you got
hell?
Raw talent.
Let's not put everything on.
We're not throwing everything. We're not putting it all over the table.
Okay.
But let me put like this. You know who else got raw talent?
Who's that?
LeBron James. But he need a good ass coach to get his ass to the playoffs.
You ain't lying.
That's what I'm talking about.
As much as I hate the Lakers, say what you want to say about me. I hate the Lakers. But LeBron need to go to the Lakers. He go to the Lakers. He get his ring.
And you know what happened? He.
Got a ring.
He
was about to retire, and he went to the finals several times. Never got the ring.
Stockton wasn't getting the job
Stockton
done.
Wasn't getting the job done. Now Karl Malone and Stockton, they was good together, but it wasn't good enough.
It wasn't
and
good
he
enough
knew
to get a ring.
Kobe and Shaq would get him that damn ring. So, Bron, if you listen to the podcast, go on over there to Los Angeles.
Look, I was talking about giving head, but that makes LeBron go. But the whole point is. You can have all the talent in the world.
I was trying to change that.
I know what you were trying to do.
Okay.
You can have all the talent in the world. But sometimes having all the goddamn talent in the world don't mean you ain't subject to guidance. And some of that guidance may help you in the long run.
He has him talking to you.
Yeah. You know, I got letters for like, making a podcast about one person, and hey, the letters come, email me, Gmail, samshow11 at, fucking Twitter, whatever, when it comes down to it. But, let me tell you something about guidance. See? You see the catty shit? Do you see where it show up? I can't bet you. And like, let me tell you something.
I know damn well she does.
The fact that I have like 80 fucking candles in this house means you have to submit. And when it comes down, you gotta know your role. And sometimes you have to submit to the greater being.
That's very nicely done.
And
very
when you are done. In the greater being,
you had it there, son.
And let's face it, you have to do things. That maybe you don't want to do, but you know that will give you pleasure.
You should always
want to
do it.
You should always
want to
do it. But it all.
Sam!
Thank you for helping out!
Say thank you for helping out!
But let me tell you something about pleasure. Shut up. You can always receive pleasure for one place.
If you can't get it from nowhere else.
If you can't get it from nowhere else.
You've been trying. You've been searching. You've been looking.
I'm not going to lie to you. There's been some nights where I threw the suggestion out. And I ended up at this place that gave me pleasure. And that place was Kenny Rogers Ross.
Watch out now.
No, but one thing I deal with is some of that roasted chicken. So if you're in the Ontario Fields Mall in Ontario, California, it ain't KFC looking chicken. It ain't fish. So lick some chicken at Kenny Rogers Roasters in Ontario Fields Mall in Ontario, California.
penny bum. Let's face it. When you're done looking, you may have a little dry mouth. And the night got you get some of that legendary strawberry lemonade that you can have with some roasted chicken. When the last time you had some roasted chicken, Brandy? Showing you out there. Nah, we don't take any rides with roses. Hey, get some of that roasted chicken. Not fried, not roasted, not full, but roasted. The last time you had the roasted chicken, skin peel right off. When the dealing's done. It's been a while.
Last time that song was open up.
And I'm going to have me some roasted chicken bites while I'm at, you know, not getting what I really want. It's okay. It's okay. It's roasted chicken. Hagel with Kenny Rogers and roasted. Now, one of those things, I would like to thank IBI since. But, you know, you can't eat it. You can hope for is dying. Hell. So when get a family meal with four sides at Kenny Rogers Roasters. Get you some macaroni, some of those cheddar biscuits, or if you really need it, some coleslaw from Kenny Rogers Roasters. Let's face it, it's cold down there anyway. At Kenny Rogers Roasters. Make a meal of this shit. Kenny Rogers Roasters. The Ontario Mills Farm in Ontario, California. Ain't that some shit? Kenny Rogers Roses. I like to thank my guests for showing up today on the podcast. For helping me out.
It was good to be here. Always a pleasure.
And as always, look, I like Kenny Rogers like the next guy. But we do a little bit of hard time. We on iTunes. We don't do what we can. Thank y'all for coming back. And feel free, whenever the fuck y'all want to, come back on the Just Talk With Sam show at Just Talk With Sam. And you can always hit us up at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Brandy, well, we all know you don't feel like giving your private information. Brandy?
I ain't going to prison.
I don't know what that means. I don't know. Brandy, you got a couple of Twitter and Facebook folks. Where can they give you a couple of emails and say hi to you? I'm sorry, Nick's been, you know, doing that.
Brandy Single One, the number one, at
hotmail.com.
WQBH, 1400 AM. Was that your sexy voice?
WQBH.
What was that you just like?
WQBH.
That was the sexy voice you were
doing.
Like.
Today.
Brandy Single One.
The number
for
one.
For you. It's the only one. It's the only one.
The number one. The only one for you.
And nobody else.
I'll be there. Will you?
You can always hit us at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Hey, listener, give it us that. This has been an 88 show. Thank you.
Always.
If you've been listening, sorry. So.
If you homeless, I wish your ass would call up here and say something strange to me. I'm gonna be here for a while. You want you homeless? You got some words to say? Call. Leave an email. I got your partner.
I would like to say I like all homeless people.
I don't like none of y'all. You ain't homeless.
And if you are homeless, shit, I'll listen to the iTunes. It is up the same show.
How the hell you listening to iTunes if you homeless? I ain't never seen a homeless person listening to iTunes. And why you always got cigarettes and Timberlands?
And how do you have upright garbage?
An upright.
This may be our last podcast, but fuck it. I like to apologize to IBS since it's not your fault. Let's be. I'm trying to end this shit.
I meant that shit. If you're homeless, you got a problem with beef, send him an email and put my name, BK Rambis, and you say it to Sam. Let me know.
And just talk with Sam at gmail.com.
I got a headache.
And this has no reflection on IBS since.
Unless your homeless ass put it on.
I like shea butter. I don't know how to end this shit, but hit us up, Twitter, Sam Show 11. Usually we have T-Biggs with the top five. We couldn't fit him in today. We like T-Biggs, T-Biggs, T-Biggs. Twitter's at G313 at Twitter. I'll holler at y'all next week. Peace out.